Reverend Bookburn starting in a couple of minutes. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is a very special holiday show. Tonight is the Happy Spanksgiving show, and we are very fortunate to have DeMonica in the house offering up her ass for this sacred holiday tradition. And also, very appropriately, we're going to do another memorial tribute to the late Dave Blood, of the former bass player of the Dead Milkmen, who took his own life last March. And the reason that we're bringing the tributes to him back again, it was a tribute show last March at the end of the month, is because this week saw the two incredible memorial shows for him at the Trocadero. And we're going to cover that as well. And I think he would have liked being on the same night as the Happy Spanksgiving show, but that's pure conjecture on the Reverend's part. And lots of tunes, news. We have an asshole of the week and all kinds of other holy gems. We're going to start off with the Dead Milkmen themselves. The first track is entitled Methodist Coloring Book.
Get it! Get it! Catch it!
I got it!
You got
Okay, we're going to try our luck with the turntable. Thanks to the fine folks for the Radio Volta show that is on before the Reverends. And we are going to attempt to get the vinyl played before they have to leave with their mixer. This is vinyl from the Dead Milkmen, specifically the 1988 Beelzebubba release. And the track is entitled Life Is Shit. All right. We are on, guys.
I ran into a friend of mine. He said he was gonna take some words and make them rhyme. I said, you can fool some of them some of the time, but you can only fool half them all of the time. And he said, yes, I do believe this is true. Would you like to come and sniff some glue? And we'll fly to where the skies are blue and look for things for bright and new. And on a pretty Sunday morning, a bunch of pretty Baptist girls lift their pretty hands and they sang, life is shit, life is shit, the world is shit.
Okay, we're going to get some more vinyl out of the way, but while we still have a mixer for this first set in the incredible Dave Blood Memorial Shows last Sunday while the show was on, and Monday night at the Trocadero, a return of Philadelphia incredible band Electric Love Muffin proved that they still got it. And the only Electric Love Muffin the Reverend has is on vinyl, so we'll play that now. This is from their first release, Play-Doh Meat Hook. This track is entitled Backstreet Ride. Lord, make this machine work. We pray today. Okay, we're going to play a track by Jello Biafra with the Melvins. This is one of Jello's occasional musical releases since the demise of the Dead Kennedys. And it's on his label, Alternative Tentacles, at alternativetentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. This is brand new, Jello Biafra with the Melvins, from the CD Never Breathe What You Can't See, This track is entitled Yuppie Cadillac. Okay, we're going to play one last bit of vinyl while we have the mixer from the previous Radio Volta show. We'll try my cueing skills or lack thereof. This song was one of the highlights of the reunited Dead Milkmen show at the Trocadero, also from the Beelzebub release from 1988. This is entitled Punk Rock Girl. Lord, we want this turntable to work. Where are we? Bad boy.
Jerk! Zipper head. To a bet party and who knows what that...
Alright, Punk Rock Girl. Thank you, laugh at me. Thank you.
Saturday, I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead. Punk rock girl, please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me. Punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin'. So we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car away. We started rolling. I said, how much you pay for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child. We'll name her Minnie Pearl. Just you and
Pepsi. She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay.
You heard Suicidal Tendencies doing Institutionalized, Dead Milkmen did Punk Rock Girl, Jello Biafra with the Melvins did Yuppie Cadillac, Electric Love Muffin did Backstreet Ride, New York Dolls did Bad Girl, and two other tracks by the Dead Milkmen, Life is Shit, and started off with Methodist Coloring Book. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 East Coast Time USA at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights and Wednesday mornings, also East Coast Time. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time USA, and as well as repeat broadcasted also appropriately on Sunday morning when the show is back-to-back with the great hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, send ideas for future shows, feedback, song requests, or anything but spam, unless it's funny Jesus spam, or anything other than those assholes from Kazaa Gold. More on that later. Write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numnuts Quail, the biggest fuckhead after Reagan and before George W. Moron Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Tonight is two themes. It is the annual sacred holiday tradition, the Happy Spanksgiving Show, as well as part two of Dave Blood's Memorial Tribute. And we are very lucky to have with us live guest Demonica, who is very demoness, and she has offered up her ass for the Spanksgiving special, and we are most grateful. Hello and welcome to The Reverend Is In. Are you running away? Hi.
Thank you, Reverend.
Okay, so we will get back to matters at hand in a little while. We'll do some news, and you can get comfortable. And there's nothing to drink here, I'm sorry, or any partyables, but you can relax for a while and get good and comfortable, and then we'll proceed with clergy discipline. Okay, you can't see her, but all of her communication is by facial expression, so someday when we do video streaming, we'll have Demonica on for a special clergy spanking ritual, and you can see these precious facial expressions. Oh god, it's right in my face. Stay still. Let me put the microphone next to it. No, you're not supposed to. There's no supposed to, there's no shoulds. Whatever you feel like saying or any sounds you feel like making, totally okay. Alright, that is just a taster. It's good to be clergy and in radio. All right, so a little sampling of the Spanksgiving special, since it is a sacred holiday, and a better way to celebrate than celebrating the long time ago dinner before the slaughter from the good Christian conquerors and colonialists. Kind of like celebrating the St. Valentine's Day massacre. So our celebration is more fun and less fattening. Let's see, some birthdays. We have the birthday of Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com. Happy birthday, Terry. And we'll play one of her songs later, of course. It's the birthday of Lady Diana, no relation to the dead one from England. This is a book burner in the States. And if he was still alive, Tuesday, November 30th, is the birth date of the late Abby Hoffman, and Book Burner in New Jersey, who is having a party, and I believe the show is tuned in. So, happy birthday, Lindsay. Hope you and your friends are smearing cake all over each other and licking it off, and I'm sure that is happening. But in case it isn't, the Reverend blesses such an event and such an occurrence, and hope you are having fun. Happy birthday to all of you, anybody we forgot or didn't mention. And now we're going to get to the Dead Milkmen show. The Dead Milkmen shows were Sunday and Monday. The Reverend caught the Monday show. It was at the Trocadero, and there were just a zillion thoughts in my head. It was good to see those guys again, and the Electric Love Muffin guys, people from the scene from a long time ago, more recent people, the tables with stuff pertaining to suicide and mental health. Dave Schultes was the bass player in the Dead Milkmen, known as Dave Blood. And if you don't know by now, he took his own life this past March. And we did a tribute show to him a couple weeks later at the end of March. He was 47. He was an extremely cool guy. Just an absolutely wonderful guy. He had a hell of a year. He had about a year and a half of hell. And that climaxed in January of this year with the passing of his mother. And in early March, he then took his own life. And the show that was played in memorial to him, in tribute to him, were the three other founding members of the Dead Milkmen, Rodney, Joe, and Dean. And it benefited a number of groups. It benefited a Serbian cause that Dave was really into. He lived in Serbia until he felt that his presence there was a danger to the community that he had become really fond of. And so he split. That was during the U.S. bombings in the late 90s. So he came back here. So it benefits his Serbian cause, which is Studenica Monastery in Serbia. It also benefits M-Power, which is Musicians for Mental Health. And they're really cool. They had a lot of CDs also, some of which we'll hear in the next couple of shows, a good compilation. It also benefits MHA, which is Mental Health Association of Southeast Pennsylvania, and the Fulcroft Survivors of Suicide. And we'll mention this again later, but to say it from the get-go, depression and suicide can hit anybody for any stretch of time or for prolonged amounts of time, whether one goes through conventional routes, through the system or outside of it, or any combination thereof. When you're getting in the zone where it is a possibility, where it is stronger than a feeling that you're struggling with, it's time to take action. And one option is a free phone line anywhere in North America, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, absolutely free. It is 1-800-SUICIDE, the national helpline. And if you buy any of the Plea for Peace CDs or the Take Action CDs, they raise money for the National Helpline. 1-800-SUICIDE, available for free 24/7. And, of course, it goes without saying, take care of yourselves, take care of each other. And there was a lot of talk. I see that, DeMonica, thank you. I'm in the red meter zone, which means I'm putting out too much energy. Too much static. I won't take that personally. Yeah, it is supposed to get staticky if we're in the red meter zone. So that was a pretty strong theme throughout the show. At the tables, the people who spoke, Dave's brother spoke on the stage, his best friend. Rodney did a lot of speaking, and the whole introduction to Bitchin' Camaro was a spoken tribute to Dave Blood. Van Gogh's ear opened the show, and they were quite entertaining, as were Nixon's head. Then Electric Love Muffin came on, started off with the song you heard, Backstreet Ride, and they absolutely fucking shredded. It's as if they didn't age a day. And of course the Dead Milkman kicked ass. A highlight of that, of course, was Punk Rock Girl. And the extended version of Bitchin' Camaro, which we'll hear a version of that later. All kinds of magic at that show. I met people who traveled really far. One guy from Arizona who traveled just for the show. And he's a performance artist, and he's going to send us some interesting work to premiere to you for the first time on the show, if he comes through. If he doesn't, well, his loss. But the Reverend just kind of had a gut instinct. Let this guy send you some weird stuff to turn the book burners onto, because it will probably be worthwhile. We have a ton of tunes, and of course, the absolute perfect human ass that is being offered for the Spanksgiving part of the show. And I do believe Dave Blood would appreciate that the second tribute, memorial tribute to him, is at the same time as Happy Spanksgiving. Your facial expressions are killing me. I think so. If not, he can give me a sign and I'll apologize to him. But I think he would like it. And I'm going to give you the set list to the second night of the Dead Milkman show, and then play some more tunes. And then we'll get into the sacred holiday tradition, which of course is fully within the job description of clergy. The set list from the Dead Milkman show, November 22nd, 2004 at the Trocadero Dead David Blood Memorial Show, second night. The songs were Tiny Town, Serrated Edge, Laundromat, Right Wing Pigeons, Taco Land, Big Lizard in My Backyard, Punk Rock Girl, If You Love Somebody, Set Them on Fire, I Walk the Thinnest Line, Nutrition, Methodist Coloring Book, War Toys, Dean's Dream, and the part that Dave used to do, his brother Kurt did, this kind of spoken thing in the middle of the song, I Know Where the Tarantula Lives, Beach Party Vietnam, Stuart Lucky, I Am the Walrus, Beach Song, Bitchin' Camaro, Surfin' Cow, a whole lot of songs for an encore, the last song of which had all the Electric Love Muffin guys on the stage playing it with them. First they did Gorilla Girl, Veterans of a Fucked Up World, Taking Retards to the Zoo, Woman Who Was Also a Mongoose, 2 Feet Off the Ground, Swordfish, Instant Club Hit, You'll Dance to Anything, The Puking Song, and then the song that everybody came out to jam for, that was Big Time Operator. The set list to part two of the live Dave Blood Memorial, and I think he was well honored. I thought it was an absolutely fitting and fabulous tribute to him. And let's see, in the background you're hearing the soundtrack to Repo Man. And let's see, we'll play a track and then we'll get into the real sacred clergy business. Demonica, is this all you expected at to do live radio? What did you expect? We say, fuck the FCC, we fuck George W. Bush, fuck John Ashcroft, fuck the censors, fuck all of these Taliban motherfuckers who don't like whatever it is they don't like. Anything they declare to be obscene, anything they declare to be controversial or scandalous. So, speak freely. Are you ready for a spanking?
I'm gonna sleep over.
Well, there goes my congressional race. Okay, it's the laughing that makes it all the better. Okay, so you get ready for a spanking. Get this perfect ass. And dear God, you're killing me. Alright. Oh, we have to bless it. Lord, we give thanks to this perfect human ass here. We give thanks here on a sacred holiday season. We give thanks that this ass is in the Radio Volta studio in beautiful Philadelphia. We pray that her co-workers and boyfriend are not listening. And we give thanks to that to which we are about to eat or spank. Or maybe both. Let's play some music. We're going to play from the brand new DOA CD. And interestingly, the new MDC release is also on DOA's label, which is Sudden Death Records at suddendeath.com. The new DOA record kills. It's called Live Free or Die. And if I queued up the right track, and it has been an interesting weekend, so I have been known to screw this kind of stuff up with it queuing, but it's a tribute to 60s street musician David Peel, who did three or four entire albums devoted to marijuana. And so they integrated like two or three of David Peel's songs into one and threw in their own stuff on this, the new DOA release, Live Free or Die. This is Marijuana Motherfucker. My name is Laura Bush, and thanks to my beloved husband, the president by coup, there are now priests implementing the great educational program, Leave No Child Behind. And I want to thank those who kept me company while my husband was on the campaign trail, tying me up, giving me delicious spankings, and all kinds of kinky pleasure. And especially to those who covered me with dessert toppings and licked it off. I'm of course talking about Donald Rumsfeld, colonoscopy Powell. and a plethora of other now rejects from my husband's regime. The song goes out to all of them by Lords of Acid from their Lust CD. This is entitled Rough Sex.
About love, don't think about bright moon, twinkling stars, red wine, silent whispers, holding hands, secret love letters. I think about pure sex, deep sex, hot sex, rough sex, good.
play, dickhead. Okay. We're trying to play Philadelphia Punk Legends Autistic Behavior. This is a homemade CD from Craig from Autistic Behavior that was sent to the Reverend a couple months ago. The track is Perfect Order. Now all it has to do is work. There we go. Philadelphia's hardcore from the 80s, Autistic Behavior.
I was just thinking on the way down here, just all of all these Black Sabbath stories that I had in my head, and the wonder and the beauty of Black Sabbath, how many shitty, hard, fucked times I have been able to just cut my way through with the help of Black Sabbath. Let's think of the merits and the virtues of the band Black Sabbath. I used to live in hell. It was Venice, but I lived in a split-level apartment condo thing with a girl. I was getting rapidly domesticated. I went from king of the jungle, like out playing Rocking the Nation, oh, to putting up fucking Venetian blinds. And like being dragged to stores and this girl going, do you like this color towel for the bathroom or do you want this color towel? I'm like, ah, no, no, please God help me. You know, no, I'm being domesticated. I mean, fratricide, matricide, homicide, suicide, domesticide. No, no, not me. And I'm putting up curtains. I'm putting up fucking Venetian blinds. I'm screwing in nice little kitchen lights because this fucking woman wants little lights over the sink. I'm going, you don't need a fucking light. There's a light up in the ceiling. Just put it in. I'm like, ah. I'm like, no, 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 not domesticide. No. So how to get through this shit? You fucking whip out the Sabbath and the girlfriend disappears. Now, rejection, and I don't mean to throw you off, rejection Everyone in this fucking room has been rejected from a person that they wanted to be with. Whatever your circumstance was, every single person in here has some fucked, heart-rending story about how you were like the guy or the girl in love with the other guy or girl or rock or goat or tree or you know. You've been stone cold rejected before. Do you remember how that hurt? I was thinking the ultimate rejection song I could ever think of is Iron Man. There's no wonder why the woman comes home and finds her man with another woman, takes out the family gun and shoots both of them. Because rejection fucking hurts, you know. In the song Iron Man, not only does Iron Man reject the people who he once helped, he kills them all. He destroys all of them. Imagine, see, Iron Man turned to steel in the great magnetic field. I don't know where that is. But think about Iron Man getting arrested. You know, he just got finished, like, incinerating Bakersfield. And he's walking back to L.A. going, damn, they fucking rejected me. Now I had my revenge. Because he was stomping him with his heavy boots of lead. He's fucking just killed everyone now. And so he's walking back to L.A. going, fuck these people, man. People suck. I should never even have fucking helped him in the first place. Fucking turned on me, motherfuckers. So the black and white pulls up. It's a sheriff. Hey there, buddy. We got to take you in and ask you some questions. Okay, he gets in the seat. They take him to the police station. Name?
I am.
Oh, get off it. All right, I'm Iron Man. Look, You filled a lot of people full of dread back there. Yeah, well, I got these boots of lead on. So, I don't know. So what's the matter? I tried to help these people by, you know, traveling time, and they just fucking rejected me. You know, they just passed me by, and I fucking killed the people I once saved. And, I'm sorry. Hey, you know, rejection sucks. You know. Okay, well, you are pretty awesome, so I guess we'll let you go. Just cool it, will you? Yeah, all right, you know. No one ever thinks like that about someone like as awesome as Iron Man getting busted. I mean, how many times have you wanted to be like Iron Man? Like when you get your crank yanked at the gas station or at the unemployment office or at the post office, standing in line with a bunch of fucking retards. It would just be like so nice to go... Amazing.
Balding man. fun of anymore. But I didn't have to search far, because now I like to make fun of Stephen Frame. Or as we like to call him, Mr. Illiterate Product of an Incestuous Relationship. You know, one thing my dad taught me was, it ain't much of a man who picks a fight with pregnant women. And that's basically what they're doing with the women trying to get into abortion clinics. Oh, big man, you blocked a pregnant woman! Woo! This is my idea. I will fight Stephen Friend. The loser leaves the state of Pennsylvania. I think I can take the little weasel, too. Let some other state worry about it. Ship him on out of here. When he flies on the plane away, they're gonna have to keep him down in the cargo with all the other pets and wonder his little doggy carrier. So remember, Stephen Friend and me, it's gonna be better than this Holyfield fight coming up. Stephen Friend and me digging it out on pay-per-view! I'm gonna keep him up for a while and duke him around a little bit.
I'd like to go see that.
You would. You should come see it. I'm thinking about holding it at the Shore.
Oh, really? At the Shore? And how would I get down there?
You can get a car. It's snowing on
me. Oh, what kind of car should I get?
You should probably get one of them there bitching Camaros.
Yeah.
You heard three tracks from The Lie, Dead Milkman release, Chaos Rules. The tracks were Nutrition, Bitchin' Camaro, and Tiny Town. Before that, you heard Henry Rollins doing Spoken Word from a Spoken Word compilation entitled Sound Bites of the Counterculture. The track was The Virtues of Black Sabbath. Autistic Behavior did Perfect Order. The Jam did Absolute Beginners. Lords of Acid did Rough Sex. And started off with DOA doing Marijuana Motherfucker. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Happy Spanksgiving, and it is part two of the Dave Blood Memorial Tribute. And we have live guest D. Monica, who doesn't have a lot to say, but she is demonic, and I mean that in the very best possible sense of the word, and has the world's most perfect human ass. And, oh, but you don't even have to be told to move. Okay, it is right next to the Reverend. One picture. I know, where's Marlon when you need him? Okay. Since you can't see this, since we're not doing video streaming yet, let's see, this is the old hunched over the chair kind of thing, like holding onto the hands, so the S is appropriately by the Reverend's hands and face. Oh. Alright, so let's see, what I have to do is I have to put one hand on the microphone close by so the book burners can hear it. Okay, are you ready for a holy, sacred experience? It is the holiday. It is Thanksgiving, so I want you to know that you are in keeping with tradition and family values and morals and all that we hold near and dear. I'll take that as a yes. The Reverend is spanking diner pants.
Is that really what they're called?
Think of a safe word, which means stop. The Reverend learned that from the Kinks at the Dr. Susie show. You always have a safe word. Because no and stop usually don't mean that in Kinkland. So you need a safe word. It could be anything. Spaghetti or blue or W fucking idiot. Rawhide. Alright, if we hear rawhide or if I hear it, that means it must immediately stop. My hands is fine, it just, the sound is like I'm murdering you. Do you like it? But I'm the clergy person. Alright, you have to hold the microphone by my ass. Alright, Demonica wants to spank the Reverend. Are you going to speak first, or are you just going to hold the microphone by the...
Okay.
How's that?
tall, brown, muscular. What's that like? You like?
That was heavenly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give thanks during this season of thanks to the great Demonica, who gives and receives. If her honey is listening, we are very sorry, but this was all in the duties of clergy and tradition and family and morals, the look on your face. Well, it is tradition. Thanksgiving began with the early colonialists. They said, let us give Spanx. And then they did. And that's how they made peace before they slaughtered the indigenous peoples. But the spanking part they liked. They just didn't like getting wiped out after dinner. You know, before they rewrote history. Alright, thank you, Lady Demonica. And that actually, that was a first. Nobody ever spanked the river. On the air, the Reverend was always the doer. Alright, we announced the song titles. So we'll give a few plugs and then play some more song. The time just flies by when you're spanking an incredible ass. And playing good tunes and playing tribute to somebody who is no longer with us. So, and we still got to get to Asshole of the Week, so we'll just... What I'm going to do is skip a whole lot of shit, just do a couple of plugs, and play the rest of the tunes, and then we'll do Asshole of the Week, and then we'll get out of here. Incredible new cartoons, very worthwhile, from Ward Sutton, and they are at suttonimpactstudio.com, and I click on this week's cartoon at the Village Voice to... either participate or to publicize the protests at the coronation, or the inauguration, of George W. Numbnuts Bush, the piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump. You can go to counterinaugural.org, and it's hyphenated, counter-inaugural.org. And I am skipping a whole lot. We did the birthdays. Let's see, a new interesting book by Gore Vidal entitled Imperial Wars, and includes a good study of why these fucking liars and murderers actually implemented the war, and the studies they used, in which they came to the conclusion that since we're running out of finite resources and oil, we better do even more drilling and gutting and taking over other nations so that we have the stranglehold over what's left of the natural resources. A very good book, Imperial Wars by Gore Vidal. Very informative. All right, I was going to read from a kink book called Beneath the Skins about spanking, but I guess that would be redundant since they got a live spanking instead of reading. A good cartoon about... Ayatollah Ashcraft, John Ashcroft's replacement, Alberto Gonzalez, and that's at Mark Fiore's animation, Mark, F-I-O-R-E, markfiore.com. Let's see. I did pick up Michael Moore's book with all the letters from the soldiers in Iraq and emails that were sent to him. And so we could do a regular on the show, free clues for the ribbon-waving clueless people. But we'll save that for next week. And I want to know if you believe this website that asserts that hate columnist and author Ann Coulter is actually a transvestite. And she is featured at strap-onvets.com, and you can see her Adam's apple and some other indicators that she just might really be a man. Do you think Ann Coulter is a man, Demonica?
Yes, I do.
Hey, wait till you see the picture at strap-onvets.com. I should have showed you that. Web surfing. And let's see. All right, we already gave thanks. We'll comment on Eat, Gobble, and Stuff next Thanksgiving. And some of the perverted things they said during the football game the Reverend was subjected to, in which they said the Cowboys are on top again. All right, we'll talk about surveillance next week. Fatherland security buffoon Tom Ridge will have a thing for that. See, I don't want to do all the shit when a live guest is here because then, you know, it's something that can wait a week. But this can't wait. There is an interesting article about a bunch of Canadian lawyers that want to bar George W. Bush from visiting Canada. And they are at legitgov.org. And one more plug, and then we'll play some tunes. This is a hilarious humor site called deadbrain.com, which is appropriate for the Bush times. Deadbrain.com, humor site. That one of the headline stories that is extremely funny is top cops endorse Bush's anti-abortion stance. So if you want to see why cops are so cozy with anti-abortion people, go to the humor site, deadbrain.com. Top cops endorse Bush anti-abortion stance. All right. In the background is the Dead Milkmen Live. You've been hearing them in the background during the spanking. And during all this plugging, this is live. Punk Rock Girl. Let's see. We're going to play a song about suicide. And just so it is said, the Reverend, until about a year ago, was never into, like, explaining self or explaining the joke or explaining the intent. But sometimes you have to, not because of all the fuckheads in the government or the censorship boards or the forces of repression or any of that shit, but just so that there is no misunderstandings for the people you are talking to. It's a song from the first wave of punk in the late 70s called The Damned, and the song was never like a glamorization of suicide like some asshole would probably write in an article or some Christian Broadcasting Network buffoon or anybody who likes to look for anything they can latch onto and turn into a source of new hysterias and mailings for more donations. It was not a romanticization of suicide or making light of it or being nasty about it or anything of the sort. When you play a song like this, it is to say that either today or at a time of your life when you really need it, to work that shit out, even if it means like a strong song like this, you know, or a good scream or a good release of any kind. This goes out to Dave Blood, and it is my hope that you folks out there take care of each other and take care of yourselves. Take action if necessary and work that shit out. Again, the National Helpline number is 1-800-SUICIDE, which is free and 24/7. And with the intent of anybody who needs it ever working through such feelings should they arise, this song by The Damned is called Suicide.
Of you. suicidal. What can I do? Gonna kill myself because of you.
I'm Reverend Bookburn, and I approve this message. George W. Bush is a fucking wingnut. Like his previous sociopaths, Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan, he is bound to become more insane. during the second term. Thus, you, the book burners, the people who are out there in independent media land, and you who are active in the cry for social justice and social change, will be there to huff and puff and give those final blows to take him down. George W. Nunnuts Bush, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, an international fucking embarrassment, ready to fall during his second term by a coup. Fuck him and the war criminal corporate hoe regime that he has built up. The following was from Reverend Bookburn and was no representation of Philadelphia Independent Media Center or Atheist Network or any other outlet that relay broadcasts the show live.
soon.
Hot water?
Yeah, hot water.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on this small and helpless neighbor.
Our objectives are clear. While the world prayed for peace, the United States raped, pillaged, and plundered a tiny nation.
The victims were moms and dads.
Crushed.
Friends and neighbors.
Crushed.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, unyielding anger.
And among the many murdered, innocent children. These attacks continue as I speak.
What are we gonna do with all these criminals? What are we gonna do about all these crimes? Where are we gonna put all this anger? Such a strange wind blowing and such strange times.
Our military is powerful. The functions of our government continue without interruption.
Our objectives are clear. The narrative solution. Our operations are proceeding according to plan.
Crushed.
Down the road I hear a dark, dark clamor. Feet are wet in the ever-rising tide. Could we break the world beneath our pounding hammer? Can we build a cage so big to fit the whole human race inside?
We will make no distinction between the
Arab leaders
and the children whose worlds have been shattered.
The United States, by stalling and threatening and defying the United Nations, exhausted every means at our disposal. Every overture of peace with open contempt.
God bless America.
Our military is powerful. Our military is powerful.
We're trimming branches while the roots dig deeper. Will they split the rock upon which this nation stands? Behind bars for growing reefer, while the ones who bullets murder untold millions. Such is man.
Such is man. Financial institutions will be shot.
Down the road.
Financial institutions will be
shot. Down the road. Down.
To tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Ms. Terry.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And there's a runner-up as well as the Asshole of the Week. Sunday, November 28th, 2004 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. First, we'll have the runner-up to Asshole of the Week. But first, since we have the lovely Demonica, possessor of the perfect human ass, who offered her ass for this Thanksgiving sacred holiday special. Perhaps you could provide us with some fart sounds. Let me hear a fart sound. Come on.
You are going to do it.
All right. We're only into consensual, but just one little. Thank you, Demonica, for your contribution to Asshole of the Week. Alright, runner-up to Asshole of the Week is rolling into consensual fart sounds. One more? Or no? Okay. A little more, sort of. That's good. Next time you come on the show, we'll have to... Where's this button? Let me hear a better one. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is from California, Solicitor General Paul Clement, prosecutor against medical marijuana defendants Angel Raich, 39, mother of two, from Oakland, who has a brain tumor and more than a dozen other maladies, and legally uses medical hemp in the Bay Area in California, and her partner, Diane Monsone, also of Oakland, California. For a quote from this asswipe is, "Yes, but domestically grown and medically intended stuff can end up in the hands of dealers." Solicitor General Paul Clement, you are runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that leads us to that very special someone. Asshole of the Week is... Game of Hearts. This is for Asshole of the Week. I love when you do that. Oh, where's the sounds? Wait, yeah. Oh, it ended. Alright, first cheese.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
One more it'll come off my face. No, it's okay. All right, Asshole of the Week is Reverend Donald Wildman of the American Family Association. Asshole of the Week, Reverend Donald Wildman, has decided to respond to the obscene exhibition of the woman from Desperate Housewives. Now, here's a lesson in the myth that so many people are into all this moral shit, meaning regarding obscenities and stuff that really doesn't mean anything in the big picture. There were no responses to that initially. There were no phone calls, emails, outrages, letters, any of that kind of shit. Until 2 days later, when our Asshole of the Week, Reverend Donald Wildman of Mississippi, chairman of the American Family Association, his family is probably a bunch of inbreeders, like a lot of his Falwellian supporters and Taliban clones. He decided to make a big deal about the ad, or the opening of Monday Night Football, where the woman from Desperate Housewives, DeMonica, you saw that. What exactly happened? She took off her towel in front of the football player, and you saw her back. Not even any body parts. What did you see?
I saw her legs and her arms wrapped around his back.
Okay, well, for that, they decided, hey, this will be a good way to launch another wave of hysteria and censorship. Much ado about nothing, and nobody even responded at first. So this is like a manufactured outrage. So, Reverend Donald Wildman of Tupelo, Mississippi, chair of the American Family Association, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, definitely enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry, the birthday girl, from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Super Clean did Beat the Bushes. Cookie did Wild Ride. Void Control did Hallucinations of Romance. The Chubbies did Touch a Touch a Touch Me. Nixon soundtrack. There was a track, Battle Hymn of the Republic, during the George W. Nunnuts Bush public service announcement. MDC, from their new release, did Timmy Yo, a tribute to the late Tim Yohannan, founder of Maximum Rock and Roll Zine, and started off with The Damned doing Suicide. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Happy Spanksgiving, and we want to thank DeMonica for offering up her ass for the sacred holiday. It was a fun spanking, and she was the first person ever to spank the Reverend on the air. And tonight is also a second memorial tribute to Dave Blood in the wake of the Trocadero shows, in which it reunited Dead Milkmen with a guest bass player, played their memorial tributes, which raised money for good causes like Empower, Musicians for Mental Health, Mental Health Association of Southeast Pennsylvania, and the Falcroft Survivors of Suicide. And of course, you can get 24/7 assistance or refer somebody thereof to 1-800-SUICIDE for free assistance if or when such an occasion that is ever needed. All right, some final stuff, and then we'll play some final tunes. There is a group of people who believe the Reverend has something to do with them. Like, they're like, Reverend, you endorsed us. Like a lot of spam now comes to me by my name. I guess spammers will listen and say, oh, let's write to this guy. But the Reverend Bookburn, the Reverend Is In, Radio Volta, and all outlets that broadcast the show have nothing to do with a group of assholes called Kazaa Gold. And if there is ever spam that says that I have anything to do with them, they are lying, because their emails now are saying, Reverend Bookburn, you have endorsed us, or you have done something or other, and that is bullshit. The Reverend has nothing to do with assholes called Kazaa Gold. does not believe them to be worthy of a single penny. So that is where I stand. You can send me more funny stuff, but I have nothing to do with you and never will. I have nothing to do with any spammers and would not give any such person a penny. And the only spam I like are the really retarded ones that people send to Reverend, like, Reverend, do you need firmer breasts? Or Reverend, Jesus is coming, let's clean it up, or something like that. Anyway, we'll do the credits, and we're going to play some final songs for Dave Blood. Thank you once again to the delicious Demonica. And it's due to credits. And Marlon, the great engineer, who's over there pretending not to watch. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to tonight's Thanksgiving and Dave Blood tribute show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, Father Oblivion, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, former bride on the show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, possible future bride on the show, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends in professional life, Lady Pixanne, Sister Anne Marie, Mephistopheles and Drusilla, Shelley, Malik, Leanne, and Tim, Jersey Red, Holy Bloody Mary, who offered herself last Thanksgiving, Brooke, Justin's, Mr. V and family, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Goddess Danielle, Vampira, Dark Lady and Her Honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant from On the Rag Records, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Dia Side and Genevieve, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records on 5th Street in Philadelphia between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, Bill and Mia, Mr. Scott and family, Tara, Jenna the egg person, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, can't read this, Bonnie, Mark and family, American family, the Arizona dude at the Dead Milkman show, the two Washington outlets that broadcast the show, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Queen Agitator, to everyone at the DOA and Dead Milkman shows, Void Control, Bush Liquors Everywhere, and most of all, to the delicious, perfect human ass-carrying Demonica. Thank you for coming, Demonica, unless that's presumptuous. Yeah, do you have anything to say before we sign out? Okay. All right, you don't have to speak. We're going to play a Dead Milkman track, and then a track that has two of the Dead Milkmen in it when they were in the Big Mess Orchestra. This is the Dead Milkmen from the Metaphysical Graffiti release. All of the radio stations referred to are these horrifying commercial corporate rock stations in Philadelphia, WMMR and WYSP, and also a college station that was once great before it totally sucked at the end of the 80s and ever since, called WXPN. It's called The Big Sleazy.
Take it, boys! Yeah, my sister's really moving up in the world. She dates a full-blown professor. Goes by the name of Professor Griff. He's a great guy. He's a good old boy. That wild old Professor Griff. I think he's a history professor. The other day he told me the wildest story about the history of jewelry. Anyway, come nightfall, we all love to sit on the porch and Sis plays the banjo, I play the jug, and Professor Griff breaks out his Jew's harp and just flails away. God, I love that guy.
Sandal store.
How about a block of Fleetwood with Mac?
Oh, just played a block of Fleetwood Mac for the guys at the granola factory. But I'll tell you what, how about if I send you a $20,000 gift certificate from Bob and Jerry's World of Whiskers?
Okay, one more song and then we're out of here. Coming up on The Reverend Is In, there will be, in December, the Reverend's annual Holiday Tree and Balls special with possible live guests, possible live band, actually. And what else is coming? The Pubic Property Show about the Puritan posturing and sex negativity of liberals and conservatives, the left and the right. The groupthink freethinkers to the Christian Taliban types to the women's studies classes, blah, blah, blah. And input still being sought for the Pubic Property Show. Recovery for propagandists. And we'll have a good goof on people who promote the delusional higher power systems and 12-step monopolies and creating myths such as love addiction and sex addiction and internet addiction and golf club addiction and other delusions of addictions that make a mockery of real addictions. 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. The holiday show and the 4th anniversary show in January, and of course another sacred holiday tradition, the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, in which we will interpret the events that very night, all the bumping, grinding, touching, pile-ups, and running start, hugs, and embrace, and leg wrap-around embrace. Doesn't that all that smut just turn you right on, Demonica? What?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so one more song we'll play for Dave tribute for as a tribute to Dave Blood. Write to the Reverend Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quayle@sjcdc.org. This is called the Big Mess Orchestra, which was a gigantic band. Horns, dancers, and people who would usually come out for just one song, folk guitarists. 2 of the Dead Milkmen were in it, Dean on drums and Joe on guitar. A great live act, and they're coming to Philadelphia again. The Big Mess Orchestra doing their version of a Velvet Underground song from the 60s. This goes out to Dave Blood. It'll be the final song for tonight. Happy Spanksgiving. This goes out to Dave Blood. It's called All Tomorrow's Parties.
I'd run costumes, shop a
Okay, that was All Tomorrow's Party. That went out to Dave Blood from the Big Mess Orchestra. We'll be back next week. Where is that computer playlist? There's no playlist. Could you click on that black thing? Yeah. Now click on one of those green things. Like double click on that. Yeah. Whatever the fuck that is. Okay. From the playlist of Radio Volta, we are out of here.
From
Thank
Pacifica
you,
Network,
D-Monica.
This is Democracy Now.
For participating in Thanksgiving. Good night.
Carefully excluded.